Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7:04 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. I'm so sorry. I'm late getting to my 7 a.m. show this morning. All of a sudden, I started coughing, and I don't know if it's allergies or what. Could not stop coughing. So anyway, grab yourself your favorite cup of Java, or your juice, or your milk, or whatever you want. Me, I had a lot of water this morning trying to get this frog out of my throat. And what can I say? Did you have a good weekend this weekend? If you had a good weekend, and if you went to the movies and you saw one of these top 10 movies, then as they say, you were in the loop. Number one, was anyone surprised? The Minions, they're so cute, they're so yellow, they're so mischievous, they're so adorable. Anyway, the Minions, don't they remind you of like little jelly beans? You know, yum, yum. Anyway, I think that's going to be the new candy. I'm just putting it out there, okay? New Minions candy coming out. Anyway, number one, the Minions animated movie, of course, starring one of the voices of, who else? Michael Keaton, and of course, the lovely, gorgeous, talented Sandra Bullock. The Minions this weekend alone, not bad at all, pulled in over $115 million. Now, the reviews, some are good, some are okay. Nobody says the stinks. But, you know, just kind of in the middle, most of it, they're pretty good. You know what I say? It makes you laugh. The commercials are hilarious. Go see the Minions. You know, I think it's going to be number one for a couple of weeks. All right. And number two, Jurassic World. And it was two last week, Jurassic World. This weekend raked in over $18 million. Remember, all these are just estimations. If I'm wrong, I'm so sorry, because everything, honey, on the coffee chatter, internet, radio show, is allegedly. All right? Number, did I throw that disclaimer out there? Sure did. Got no shame to what I'm saying. Number three, Inside Out. And that one stars another kids movie. One of the voices of Amy Poehler on that. That one made over $17 million. Number four, what can I say? Terminator. Starring Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Love me some Arnold, okay? Love me some Arnold. I think he's just a really cool guy. Anyway, Terminator made over $13 million this week. Number five, scary, The Gallows. And The Gallows will not be seeing me. No, I don't like no scary movies. I'll be looking over my shoulder coming home, scared to sleep in the dark, be making the dog sleep, waking up my nieces and nephews, making them come and keep me company, be over talking to the neighbor till midnight. I'll be scared. Anyway, The Gallows raked in over $10 million. Not bad at all. Number six, Magic Mike. What can I say? I don't know which Magic Mike this is. 10, 20, 15, 40. I don't know. Anyway, it's Magic Mike. What can I say? Sorry, of course, one of the stars, Jada Pickett, but ain't nobody going to the movies to see Jada Pickett. They're going up there to see those guys get up there and dance and show their stuff. You know, Magic Mike, hello, and not called Magic Michelle. Anyway, Magic Mike, ladies, get your groove on. Going out there and see it. Made just about $10 million. Number seven, Tattoo, starring who else? Mark Wahlberg and that lovely little teddy bear. It's a cute little teddy. Everybody likes the teddy bear. All right? So let's see. What can I say? Tattoo raked in a little bit over $5 million. Not bad at all. It was seven this week. Five last week. It's been out for a minute, so not bad at all. Number eight, Selfless. Yeah, S-E-L-F, self, and then less. Mm-hmm. Anyway, came out of nowhere, but bam! Number eight made a little bit over $5 million, and that one stars Ryan Reynolds. I mean, it just came out of nowhere, but you know what? I think it's going to go all the way to number one. So there you go. Selfless, I'm saying it's going to be number one within 3 weeks. That's what I'm saying. I could be wrong. All right, number nine, I don't know, Moonball, The Beginning. Have no clue to what it's about, don't care. All right, and number 10, Max. Of course, that's starring the doll, and that is a Max 2015, all about the superhero, super cool, well, not superhero, let me change that, about the really talented dolls. And if you're an animal lover, you're going to love this movie. I'm telling you, it's great, Max 2015. However, you know, I myself cannot go see it. Everybody I know is going to see it. It's great. Max 2015 raked in just about $3.5 million, but it will make me cry. And, you know, hey, I cried at Benji, Rennie 10-10. You know I almost passed out when I watched Old Yeller. Okay. All right, moving on to some Hollywood information. Condolences go out to one of the greatest actors of all time. Who else? My man, Mr. Omar Sharif. Wasn't he absolutely handsome? Of course, I know that you remember Omar Sharif from when he did Lawrence of Arabia. You'd have to be, I don't know, from Mars not to see him in that. And he was also in Funny Girl. Do you remember Funny Girl in 1968? No. I don't remember it from 1968, but I have seen the movie. And that stars also Barbra Streisand. Had totally forgot about that movie. So you watch. We'll be seeing all on television. It'll be showing all Omar Sharif movie. Man, he was just gorgeous. And, of course, Lawrence of Arabia, 1962. Dr. Zhivago, 1965. And he also did The Secret, 1984. I mean, this man was bad to the bone. Died over in Egypt, died of a heart attack. I mean, what didn't this man make? He was absolutely gorgeous. He was so talented, so brilliant. An avid bridge player, wrote a book about bridge. Our condolences go out to the talented Omar, wonderful Omar Sharif. I know you're up there putting on a show in the clouds above. And, I mean, all the man did was get into a movie, and you sit there and look at him on the screen, and you would really believe that you were, you know, really there in a, with them over in Lawrence of Arabia. You know, he was really Dr. Zhivago. That's just sheer talent, you know? I mean, that's just talent. And then also, veteran actor, what was his name, Roger Reeves, he died. He was 71 years old. He was on, he played some roles on Cheers, and he was also on West Wing. He passed away this weekend also, and he was 71. So condolences to two top Hollywood actors there. All right, much love to you and wherever you are in this universe. Okay. All right, moving on now to some Hollywood gossip. Excuse me again. Did you watch the TV show, old TV show, 90210? I know you did because the universe watched 90210. Anyway, remember the cute little blonde? She played Kelly. And Jimmy Garth, well, she got married to David Abrams. So you know what? Good for her. They got married this Saturday. Somewhere in Los Angeles, I don't know, I don't care, but all I'm saying is, you know, you go, girl, get your groove on, get your wedding cake on, and enjoy your life, okay? Hey, it's hard to find somebody up there, so if you find somebody you love and you want to get married, go ahead, hey, another wedding. This one, famous for the name, not famous for Nikki Hilton. She got married to James Rothschild, so congratulations to her, and of course, Nikki Hilton. Hilton Hotel, Paris Hilton. Oh, yeah, Paris Hilton is a person. Okay, anyway, she's Paris Hilton's sister. Well, she got married. So, congratulations to her. And you know who else got married? It sure wasn't me. Anyway, what can I say? This is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Much peace and love. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. It's just about 7:15. A.M. Los Angeles, California time. And what can I say? Make it a great day or not. The choice is up to you. Don't like what you see in the world? Hey, didn't Michael Jackson say he was starting with a man in the mirror? Well, you better start with a man in the mirror being yourself. All right? Take care of the animals. Make sure they got water. Stay in with your animals. And what can I say? Watch out for the kids. You know they're out on the skateboard and the bike in the middle of the street. Slow down. Okay? Everybody, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next Monday morning. Bye-bye.